We're talking today with Patrick Slater, who's a candidate for the city council in Sebastopol. And thank you for being with us. You're a first-time candidate, I think.
Yes, I am.
So why?
Sebastopol's sort of at a crossroads right now. It's an interesting time. There's a new majority that's going to be elected to the city council. Three of the five seats are up for election at this point, and there's one incumbent running. And I looked at the pool of candidates and decided that I offered something a little different to the residents of Sebastopol if I were to be elected as their representative.
So what is it that you're most interested in bringing to the table?
I'm interested in supporting our business community. In a lot of ways, it feels as though the business community in Sebastopol is not as well supported as it could be. And in these tight economic times, Sebastopol, if we can raise our sales tax revenue, then the benefits are directly linked to what the residents see for our daily quality of life issues.
You got some specific measures in mind?
Well, things like Ives Park. I sit on the Planning Commission and have for about 3.5 years, and we recently went through a study for Ives Park and things that could be done to improve that. And at this point, of course, there are no civic funds available to go through with any of those plans, but the decisions or the preliminary studies that were done showed great promise, and it would be nice to see some of those ideas come to fruition.
In terms of boosting the business climate, any particular measures you'd like to do in that respect?
I'm a founding member of the Sebastopol Business Incubator Group, which is an offshoot of the city's Business Outreach Committee, and that is a group of citizens who are interested in seeing a business incubator started, which will foster and provide training and mentorship to new businesses.
And the city's role in that is what?
The city's role is ancillary at this point. They're supportive of us, but it's not a city-sponsored program.
In terms of your personal history, what do you bring to bear on the proposed job?
Well, in my day life, I'm an architect and have been for several years. My practice has been in Sebastopol. I'm a sole practitioner. I hung up my own shingle in 2002 and do a lot of work right in town, a lot of residential work. And through that experience and training, I deal a lot with, of course, individual homeowners and regulatory things like the government, building departments and planning departments and things like that. So I have a certain understanding of that process.
From both sides of the table now, I guess.
Exactly.
In terms of the issues that you're hearing about as you go out and about town, is business high on the list of the community at large?
Yes, it is, because the Sebastopol has a either deserved or undeserved reputation as being business unfriendly. And some of the reputation is supposedly or is deserved, and some of it is not deserved. Sebastopol does its part to try to bring businesses into town, but there's a contingent in town that doesn't like to see anything change, and for progress equals change.
What about the ability that Sebastopol has seemed to enjoy of maintaining local as opposed to out-of-town corporate sort of enterprises?
Well, I think that's very important, and Sebastopol has been very successful in supporting local businesses, locally owned businesses. You walk down Main Street, and there are numerous stores that offer locally produced and manufactured products. And in today's economic climate, the corporate entities do need to be invited into town because the revenue that they provide to the city is substantial.
Patrick Slater is a candidate for the city council in the city of Sebastopol. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.